Well, you kept the crowd out of that one pretty well.
Well, yeah, especially in those final moments there when they got quite loud and took a little bit more time between points. I came up big, I served well, and that sort of took the air out of them. And it was something I was aware that I'd need to do, especially in a crowd that is very loving of their home players.
What was the key? What were you most happy with today?
I think just how well I stayed inconsistent throughout the match. I've struggled with that over the last few months, and I started off well, and even in the beginning of the second set, I had a little bit of a lapse on one of the early service games, turned around, gave myself an opportunity, and played consistently well throughout the end of the match.
And you're aware that you are the only person that stands between Andy Murray and becoming world number one in what's a repeat of the Wimbledon final.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that, and then nobody's skipped on that storyline so far. So there's a lot riding on it, especially for him tomorrow. There's a lot riding on it for me. I have my own objectives. I've played him in a lot of important matches this year. I've come up short, so hopefully I can take it to him a little bit better tomorrow.
Milos, what are those objectives?
Well, I got to serve well. I got to sort of get on him, and I got to control the center of the court better than I have in the last few matches against him.
Milos, is there any chance you let Andy win tomorrow?
No.
For history?
No, because if he plays better than me, he'll beat me. If I play better than him, hopefully I'll have that chance to do the same.